Winter is coming. Heavy rain, sleet, snow, and ice. Are your tires up for the challenge? Tread confidently in winter's worst with the new set of tires from Tire Rack. They sell only the best, like the full line of Kumho tires. Go to TireRack.com/sports. Tell them what you drive. Your tires will be shipped fast and free to you or to one of over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Are you tired of endlessly searching for work, applying for jobs and never hearing back, job openings vanishing into thin air? What if with just one connection, you could link with dozens of companies that are hiring? What if that connection was a locally owned business ready to help without charging a fee? Express Employment Professionals is your one connection. Go to expresspros.com. With endless opportunities, it's time to try something new in your job search. Let Express Employment Professionals help you. Start at expresspros.com.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
All right, it's hour number two of the Odd Couple. I'm Chris, he's Rob. We're live in the TireRack.com studios. We got our man Sean King, former NFL quarterback, now an NFL analyst, does a great job of breaking down quarterbacks. And we're going to start with some quarterback conversation, so we'll get to talk to Sean about that as well in about 30 minutes. But it is a Trash Talking Tuesday, and that means hour number two belongs to you. So at the end of this in about 35 minutes.
Hour number two belongs to you. Very nice.
I just naturally got rhymes galore.
Chris,
just
you sound
out.
Like a radio
just, I don't
guy
even try
now.
To rhyme.
That's unbelievable.
Very I don't nice. Even try to rhyme, and it happens all the time. I mean.
Hour number two belongs to you.
It's just like that. I mean, stuff that comes out of my mouth is fat. P-H-A-T. You know, that's how I be. I mean, it's just crazy. Well, that let me
okay,
stop. Let
okay,
stop.
All right.
I'm off the top of the dome, freestyling
okay.
up in this.
Okay,
beat.
Okay.
Give me right. a cipher up in here. It is the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob. It's Trash Talking Tuesday, though, Rob. So you'll be able to call in 30 to 40 seconds is what you get to trash anyone or anything in the world of sports. And Rob Parker is trashing the NFL. How come I'm not surprised?
I am.
How come I'm not surprised that if Major League Baseball said, you know what?
No,
we're not even in season, but we're going to have a couple of games on Christmas Day. I just got to believe Rob Parker would be like, I love it. It's great. It's a national pastime.
Hey, what did I do yesterday? I trashed Shohei for not answering questions. So I'm not that like naive or that blind. And I did want him to answer some questions, but anyway.
No, I wish he would have answered
right?
questions.
Right? Just ask
it was
him
a fine
question.
Statement. But, Rob, so, and again, I know you're not reporting anymore on the baseball, so I don't know if you've talked to people or not, but do you get any sense for what people are thinking? Like, do you have a sense that people feel like, man, come on, he did something? Or well, do you feel like people right now, at least, I know everybody wants him to be innocent. I certainly want him to be innocent.
No,
but do you feel like people are buying what the story is right
now?
The
only thing I think that, Chris, people were impressed by was he put himself out there when he said he's never bet on anything. Like, forget about baseball.
Right.
So if some slips show up or something happens and his name's attached, he's you know what I mean? Like, yep. Like you could have said, you know what? I've never bet on baseball. I've put in a couple of NBA bets. Yeah, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
or,
yeah. Right.
Or you know, like Chris, so in case something shows up.
Yep.
You know what I mean? Like,
yep.
Like, you could have said that and nobody would have blinked. But to say, like, I despise betting, I've never done it ever on anything, that was the thing, because he painted himself in a corner. Now,
I also wonder, Rob, and Rob G, you can hop in if you've seen something on this. Has anything been said about whether or not Otani's going to press charges against his former interpreter?
That I have not seen.
Why wouldn't you? Why wouldn't you? Rob, if I were getting into your account somehow, and we're friends, obviously.
Right.
And I took a significant amount of money.
You took the money for MLB Bro. What am I going to do?
It made you look bad, right? It put your whole career in jeopardy. I would think you'd press charges.
Well, he has said, Chris, that he's going to cooperate with authorities. And I guess that means that, you know, once they find out what's happened, that there probably would be charges. A $4.5 million is not, Chris, you helping yourself to $1,000.
No, right. Exactly.
In singles, you saw on my living room, on my coffee table.
Right.
I went to the bathroom and you put 1,000 singles in your pocket.
I still got some singles from when you used to throw them around the
studio. Yeah, I know. I know. I got video evidence.
Didn't know that.
I got video evidence of you picking up money and putting them in your pocket.
You're right, Rob. And look, I'm just saying that you know how much I like Otani. I think he's the best baseball player ever. I mean, he's not the GOAT. He hadn't played long enough. But I think he's the best talent we've ever seen. So I certainly want him to be innocent and to go on and have a fantastic career. That I'd love to see him go ahead and kind of validate him being the GOAT, right? Be the best player ever, hitting and pitching. But I do have to say this, Rob. While I was happy with what he said yesterday too, I mean, it's what you got to say.
You don't have
to come out and say, I've never bet. But I'm just, you know what I mean? I've never bet, period. But I'm just saying, you do have to say the right things. And he said the right things.
Rob G wants to add 2 cents. You got something?
Well, this is what makes it very interesting, what he said yesterday. In his aggressive denial of everything, not just denial, but he threw his interpreter under the bus, backed it up, and ran over him again, right? Because he's like, look, I had nothing to do with this. This guy is not only a liar, he's a thief, he's a gambling addict. I had no idea what was going on. I have no involvement whatsoever. This is all his doing. So when all of this first broke about a week ago, neither Otani nor the interpreter were under any kind of investigation. It was, we're after the bookmaker. Because ultimately, he's the big fish here. We just want people to cooperate so we can get him, because he's the one
getting millions
and millions of dollars. And whatever you guys can do, not saying we're going to grant you immunity, but whatever you can do to help us is going to help you in the long run. What Otani did, though, in his effusive denial, is he's now painted his former interpreter as a massive fraud criminal in his own right. So if everything Otani is saying is true, not only now is the bookmaker a person of interest, but now you have potentially millions of dollars in fraud by this interpreter guy, that if he does not have charges brought against him, if Otani does not pursue legal action, it's going to make him look very, very suspicious.
He has no choice but to. I agree with that.
You're saying a guy stole millions of dollars from you.
$4.5 million.
Into your account.
Right.
Illegally hacked your account. And stole $4.5 million. Yes, of course you're suing. Pressing charges, I should say.
Yeah.
All right. Rob, let's quickly go to the NFL draft. J.J. McCarthy, Rob, according to NFL Network's Tom Pelissero, is now expected to go second in the draft ahead of Drake May, ahead of Jaden Daniels, to the Washington Commanders. This is according to Pelissero, who says that executives from other teams believe that the Commanders are targeting J.J. McCarthy. Now, Rob, I'm going to say this. We have seen enough guys, quarterbacks in the NFL draft, guys who were highly touted and viewed incredibly high, not pan out. And we have seen late picks, and this isn't even that late, but Lamar Jackson, last player in the first round. Aaron Rodgers, 22nd pick. Dak Prescott, 4th pick. Obviously, Brock Purdy, Mr. Irrelevant. I don't even have to go historical with Tom Brady and Joe Montana, who was a 3rd-round pick, on and on. Even, right. Heck, Patrick Mahomes was the number 10 pick in his draft. So we've seen enough where there's enough room for I'll put it this way. I'm sorry I'm stumbling over my words. But we've seen enough quarterbacks who weren't that highly thought of or didn't have this sensational college career come into the NFL and be not only good, but stars. So I'm not going to sit here and just completely poo-poo J.J. McCarthy and say, oh, this is ridiculous and all that. What I will say, because, look, he can throw the ball. He's very accurate. He makes smart decisions. Heck, he won a national championship, Michigan's first outright title ever, I think. They won something.
Yeah, but they did it running the football. I just want to make sure that everybody, they did it running the football.
Well, right. He had a few games he threw 30-plus passes.
I'm not, Chris.
He threw about 20-something a game. But you're right. My red flag, Rob, is if he's that good, why didn't you throw the football? That's my only red flag.
And, Chris, if you have that kind of quarterback, who's going to be the number 2 pick in the NFL draft, I'm sorry. He would be throwing the football, and you'd be like, look at that stud Michigan has. And that was not J.J. McCarthy. It's not saying that he's a bum. We're not saying that. And we're going to give him credit for being a quarterback that won a national championship. Right. But that's not how they won. They won with running the football, and they had such a running attack, Chris, that opened up McCarthy. Let's just be honest.
Yep.
You had to put an extra man in the box for their running attack at Michigan. Right. You had to.
And they still didn't throw it a ton.
Right.
I'm with you. Obviously, Harbaugh knows what to do with quarterbacks, so it is a bit strange. It worked, right? They won. So you got to say, okay, they won. I guess, Rob, you can say a lot of their games were blowouts.
But, Chris,
they only threw it 25 times because, heck, they were up 48-7.
But let me give you some numbers here, and this is the problem, okay? 7 times this season, McCarthy attempted 20 or less passes, Chris. That's out of 15 games, 20 or less. So they were running the football. And guess how many times he threw for more than 300 yards all year?
I think once.
One time.
Yep.
So I'm just saying, like, if I'm with the number 2 pick, I need to take a look at that guy. If we don't have the appropriate running game or running attack, he might not be as effective as we think.
You're right. I mean, it's an unknown. It's an unknown. If you want to take that risk, go ahead. Because, again, Rob, and I think you agree with me, there have been guys. We don't define it as a crapshoot. I think that's too much. But it is an inexact science.
Right.
But for this guy to move up this much, and I don't want to hear anything about the pro day. I don't want to hear anything about the 65-yard pass. I mean, Zach Wilson, that's what made the Jets make a mistake.
Go look at his pro day and go like, oh, wow, look at this guy. Oh, my God.
Equivalent, Rob, of watching a guy shoot by himself on the basketball court, shoot a bunch of 3-pointers and hit him. Well, if he doesn't have the speed and quickness to get open, it's not going to matter. And so I think it's just giving these scouts and teams something to do, justify their existence to some degree. I mean, they're necessary, but it's just ridiculous. What is he doing against defenses in pads in a game?
Right. I'm with you. And the other thing is there's certain teams, and I know there's a new owner and new regime there, but – Washington has fumbled a lot and made a lot of mistakes over the years. And you got to be careful. If this is you're starting your franchise, Chris, you know what I mean? You better get this one right or close to it, because you can't have a flame out and a big mistake. Look where the Jets wound up. You can't keep doing it. You can't keep making the mistakes and not picking the right people. And And you keep seeing bad teams do the same thing over and over, and it's questionable. It's a questionable pick.
Bryce Young, Rob, questionable. I liked C.J. Stroud better, but almost everybody was on Bryce Young. And I didn't say he wasn't going to be any good. And we'll see what he ends up doing, you know,
right,
for the rest of his career. But he was the consensus number one, essentially. And we saw how bad he looked this year. And so mistakes, I mean, look, the thing about J.J., Robin, you said he had the run game. He had a great offensive line. He had good enough receivers. He had a great defense. He had an NFL, a top coach. He had everything working for him. He goes to Washington, Rob. That's not going to be the case. And I know I think a lot of the scouts like, oh, he's on time. And that's important. He's an on-time quarterback. He does what the play calls for. And a lot of these newfangled, Rob, analytics coaches, offensive gurus and geniuses, that's what they want. They feel like their calls, their plays are so great. All you have to do is execute it. Paint by the numbers. Don't ad lib. You're not Patrick Mahomes. I don't need you ad libbing. All right? And that's what this guy does, and that's why I think a lot of teams like him. But, you know, it's a risk. That's for sure. But we'll see. And we'll talk to Sean King about this in a little while, in a few minutes. But first, we're going to get to the NFL's kickoff rule after this. Keep it locked. It's the iCouple, Chris and Rob, Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Hi, this is Jay Glazer, and you may know me from the world of football or fighting or even shows like HBO's Ballers. What you don't know is for my entire life, I have lived in something I refer to as the gray, depression, anxiety. So now I'm coming out with a new podcast, Unbreakable, a mental health podcast with Jay Glazer, where each week, while we talk about mental health, I hope to describe it, give it words. Listen to Unbreakable with Jay Glazer on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get in on the playoff action and win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks as you and the world's best players take the game to a new level during basketball's postseason. Right now, you can win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks. That's right. You can now turn $10 into $1,000 on Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app. Prize Picks has something for every sports fan, from basketball and hockey to League of Legends and everything in between. With quick withdrawals, easy gameplay, and an enormous selection of players and stat types, it's easy to see why Prize Picks is the number one fantasy sports app. Just last week, I was strolling through the Prize Pick app during a commercial break, checking out the primetime basketball schedule for the night. I had been on a hot streak that week, so I figured, let me throw down $10 on a few guys and see what happens. And you know what? I turned $10 into over $200. Download the app today and use the code ODD for your first deposit match of up to $100. To get a first deposit match of up to $100, download the app today and use the code ODD. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Guys, I need you all to listen up for this huge announcement. I have been tracking the leaderboards every day, keeping my eye on the scores, putting all of my heart into it, and I'm super pumped to announce I'm finally on top. That's right. Obviously, I'm talking about the hit mobile game Monopoly Go. You've probably heard of it. It's been downloaded over 150 million times. It's a great mobile twist on classic Monopoly. You can play anywhere, anytime. You explore hundreds of Monopoly boards from Las Vegas to Camelot to the moon, all while raking in a huge fortune. Charge rent on the iconic properties just like classic Monopoly. You can charge your friends rent on your iconic properties or go after their Monopoly money by pulling bank heists and taking wrecking balls to their landmark. But my favorite part is the leaderboards where you can see who's a Monopoly tycoon and who's going bankrupt. So go get yourself on the charts. Download Monopoly Go, now free on the App Store and Google Play.
Man, Mark is getting down. All right, it's the Odd Couple live from the TireRack.com studios. In basketball, a successful game plan begins with the right players, and so it is in corporate America. And that's why Tractor Supply is fantastic, because they've got the right workers and they bring hustle and heart, and that sets them apart. So lace up your sneakers and make the winning play by heading to your local Tractor Supply store today. Sean King in about 10 minutes. But first, Rob, the new kickoff rule, we brought it up with Ephraim Salam. It's where, what is it, Rob G? The team, receiving team, their players line up on the 35-yard line, their own 35. The kicking team lines up at the 40, correct? And then the ball is kicked off, and neither team can move until the player catches the ball or it hits the ground or it goes into the end zone. Correct? Rob G?
That's the gist of it, yeah.
I got a headache from all that. How am I supposed to remember all that?
Rob, I love it. I think the kickoff, especially mainly a kickoff return for a touchdown, is one of the most exciting plays in the game. And I think this brings it back without the danger. I mean, obviously, you can always get hurt in football, but it limits the danger that players were in, you know, in could possibly happen to them on a kickoff where those collisions, guys running full speed, you know, for 30 yards and colliding into one another. It limits all that. And I feel like, I mean, it didn't really pan out in the XFL, but I feel like there would be more kickoff returns for touchdowns in this format. Not to the point where you're seeing them every game, but I do think you'll see a little more than usual. So I love it. And I get that it you know, you get rid of the surprise element of the onside kick, but I'm willing to sacrifice that personally. So if I can see some great kick returns.
Yeah, I mean, I'm always concerned about the safety. We always talk about the kick returns, and it's like being in a car accident.
Right.
And it's done damage to people. And I don't know if, Chris, the last few years, have I missed it? I know they're kicking the ball into the crowd and all that, and there's not much going on.
There have only been only 20% of the kickoffs, Rob, were returned.
Were returned, yeah.
And 90% I get in the XFL where they had this rule.
Yeah, and I get that. Did I miss it? No, I didn't miss it. I got to admit, I didn't say to myself, man, I never saw anybody run it back. It was an exciting play, but I do get the long-term effects of it and whether or not it's really necessary to see the other part of the game, which is really what I'm more into, even though it's a change. And you're right, there used to be great, I think Ephraim mentioned a lot of guys, there were great returners. They really were. Devin Hester just got into the, didn't he get in the Hall of Fame? Devin Hester?
I'm not sure if he made it. He was on the
list then? I'm sorry, yeah, maybe he was
in.
On the...
He did get in.
He's in. Yeah, that's what I thought, Chris. He got
the
in.
Kick returns.
Yeah.
Yep.
And that, you know, that doesn't happen often. There aren't that many guys who have... I remember the Giants had a guy, and I think, Chris, you're a little too young because the 5 years makes a difference here. Leon Bright, and he never called a fair catch. He's with the Giants. And this is when I was covering the team, Chris, look him up. Leon Bright never called a fair catch. Used to get pounded. I hope he's okay, to be honest.
Well, he had two touchdowns as a, what was he, a running back? He was a running back. He rushed for two touchdowns.
Does it say that he never called?
He had as a, no, it doesn't say that, but I'm looking to see if he had any as a kick returner.
But yeah, Leon Bright, it was crazy. I remember that, and I just worried about him.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of it, Rob, isn't the runners, though. It's the blockers, like the defensive players who are flying full speed, and then they collide with a blocker or somebody catches them and they don't see them, or they hit somebody themselves. So I think it's more that than the actual returners. But I'm excited about it, and I think it'll be great for the NFL. It's going to be fun to watch. We'll get into that and much more with Sean King, former NFL quarterback, around the corner. But first,
be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
All right, we're live from the TireRack.com studios. Our next guest, former NFL quarterback, now an NFL analyst. I'm looking forward to this conversation. We bring in our man, Sean King. Sean, what up?
How you guys doing, man? Thanks for having me.
We are doing great, man. How are you, buddy? Lots to get into, man. So let's get it started. Reports are that J.J. McCarthy is now looking like he's going to be picked second by the Washington Commanders over Drake May, over Jaden Daniels. Your thoughts?
The last time I was on your show, I had him ranked third. I had Jaden Daniels one, Caleb Williams two, and J.J. McCarthy third. I just think that Drake May's overrated. I don't think Bo Nix is an NFL quarterback, although he'll probably go in the first round. And I just think teams are going to be afraid of Michael Penix's injury history. So when you look at it like that, and then you look at the amount of teams that, like, need a quarterback, you know, McCarthy's done a lot of good things.
But they won a championship running the football. Let's be honest. Look at the numbers.
So, Rob, I knew you were going to say that, and here's why I do have, like, a slightly different understanding of the kid. He was my quarterback at IMG when I was the OC.
So I know
what he's capable of doing. I know his talent level. I know his football IQ. I know his passion for the game. He's everything you're looking for in an NFL starting quarterback.
Really?
You just got to trust me on this one. He just went to a situation where Harbaugh knew the deck was stacked in his favor. They were going to be so much more talented than everybody they played, except the Ohio State game, that they could play great defense and run the football and go undefeated. And that's what they did.
Wow. Because that's now, my own. Look, he's accurate. He's smart. He makes great decisions. That was my red flag, Sean. Why didn't they throw the ball more?
Right. If he's a stud and he's a quarterback that you're saying he is, that's surprising to me. But I hear you. Here's my other thing. Given the history of quarterbacks in this league and people, I don't know. We talked about Zach Wilson. We talked about Sam Darnold. We could go on and on and on. There's a whole list of all these guys. And a lot of them don't pan out and don't wind up being the quarterbacks we saw in college. Why is that? Why is there such a big difference? You were an NFL quarterback. What is the difference between the two levels, and why – I would say the success rate is 30% or less with these quarterbacks. I would pick that number. Why is it 70% failures and 30% success?
Well, the number one issue to me the NFL has is the demand doesn't always match up with the supply. And teams still haven't gotten smart enough to understand, even though we need a quarterback, if this particular year there aren't any, we should draft best available. Let's go back a couple of years when Pittsburgh took Kenny Pickett in the first round. Kenny Pickett's not a first-round quarterback. I mean, the only reason that he had a great year in college was because kids got an extra year due to COVID. If you pull up any of his film his first 4 years, nothing says NFL quarterback.
So why won't the Steelers know that? They got scouts. This is a top organization. You know what are they doing?
How did the Jets evaluate Zach Wilson, who only had one big year at BYU?
It was I don't expect anything from the Jets. I don't.
Right. How do the Bears take Mitchell Trubisky over Patrick Mahomes and Deshaun Watson?
But this is my point that I'm making to you is why are there so many misses?
there are not a lot of people in the positions that actually make the decision that know how to evaluate quarterback. It's just one of those positions where there's very few people that truly can look at 15 to 20 quarterbacks and come out of that film session and understand not just who the best players are, but why, and be able to show it, and then have enough authority within that organization for that to be the decision.
What do you look for when you're looking at, okay, this kid's going to be good at the pro level? What are the few things that you look for?
Number one thing for me is ball location. You know, can he locate the football down the field, intermediate passes, short passes, even the screen game? Like, where's the ball? Is it on the uphill shoulder? Is it giving guys a chance to run after the catch? Secondly is, are they able to be calm when it's chaotic? You know, I can tell when the pocket is gets uncomfortable. Are they able to go through their progressions? You know, what's their decision-making like? Do they understand game management? Down in distance, situational football. Like, those are things I'm looking at when I'm evaluating the quarterback. I don't care if Malik Willis can throw the ball 75 yards in a controlled climate on his pro day. That doesn't matter to me. When I looked at Malik Willis's film, a lot of inaccurate throws, ball not in the right location, even sometimes when it's a completion. When I looked at C.J. Stroud, this is why I was such an advocate for him last year. Maybe one of the best college football evaluations I've done. I mean, he's as accurate as anybody I've ever seen coming into this league. So those are the things I'm looking for. And I don't get caught up in appearance. You know, guys are different. And I think one thing we got to understand is this is the first group of Generation Z guys coming into the league. So they dress different. They talk different. So sometimes, like, that traditional look will sway an organization as opposed to a guy that grew up in a different era than us, guys. And we got to be comfortable with that. So I'm strictly talking film evaluation, what I see. Zane Daniels, the top quarterback in this class.
I remember when they drafted Malik, I remember saying to myself, what you talking about, Willis? But that was another story. Thank you. Thanks, Sean.
But you can't reach. And you have to be willing to say, I can do a year of Baker Mayfield if I'm going to draft an elite player at another position. Even though Baker doesn't necessarily answer our quarterback issue right, as far as being able to compete for a championship, that's better than wasting 2.5 years because you overdrafted a young player. And a lot of the quarterbacks are bust, so not because they aren't good, they were drafted too high.
Well, let me ask you this. Okay, so you evaluate these quarterbacks. You say you love J.J. McCarthy, and give me your biggest hit on a quarterback that people – maybe slept on, and give me your biggest miss where you looked at somebody, you evaluated them, and you were surprised that they flopped in the league.
The one that I was adamant about was Trey Lance to the Niners. I'll never forget Texan Booger at that draft, and I was like, this will never work. Ever, ever, ever in a million years would it work, because of where the organization was as far as their pursuit of a championship and where he was as far as his development as a quarterback, that gap was way too wide. I mean, that was way, way too wide. And that was one where I was spot on.
Okay.
I actually said that Sam Howell, I thought, was my number one quarterback in the Kenny Pickett draft. I had him ahead of Malik Willis and all those guys. And I still think right now, if you would take one of those young guys, it'd be Sam Howell. Probably the one that I kind of surprised me the most, I would say, was Patrick Mahomes. Like, when you looked at Patrick Mahomes' film, I knew he was talented. I knew he had a chance to be a good player. But I didn't think he was going to be transcendent like he's been this early in his career.
But a lot of people saw that. He'd throw, you know, like there was some mechanical issues, some other stuff. You're not the only one. That's why he went 10th. I don't think people saw that, right?
Yeah, I would agree.
You are high on Justin Fields. You thought Chicago should have kept him and, you know, drafted around him. So how do you think this quarterback competition in Pittsburgh is going pan out between him and Russell Wilson?
Yeah, that's a good question, Chris.
Here's the interesting thing. First of all, I think Russell Wilson's going to be the starter. I think if there's one, and you know, we've talked about how uneven the narrative surrounding Russell Wilson is about
it was
how
ridiculous
he played and how he actually played. He played better than people think. But I'll say this, he's a perfect fit for what Pittsburgh wants to do. Inclement
Russell
weather city. They want to play great defense. They want to run the ball. Then they want to play action and throw the ball down the field. When you have George Pickens and those kind of receivers, they give you an opportunity to do that. So I think Russell probably will start especially being on a one-year deal. The interesting thing for Pittsburgh is what happens with the contract for Fields. Because if he does sit this entire year, now he has 1 year left on that rookie deal. At some point, somebody's going to have to believe in Justin and extend him and tell him you're the starting quarterback.
But let me ask you this. The idea that he's not, he went from the starting quarterback in Chicago to being traded to Pittsburgh, and now you're a backup. Where as a quarterback, where is he? How devastated is he? Do you know what I mean, to even be in that situation, that nobody came knocking the Bears' door down to get him?
It had to hurt, you know, especially when you see Gardner Minshew get signed by Las Vegas to be a starting quarterback. You kind of understand Kirk Cousins to Atlanta, you know, but you're looking at the Patriots. Like, I know Jacoby Brissett's been a really good journeyman quarterback, but, I mean, you look at
the Where's
Patriots,
the upside like, to Kobe, to Brissett? You know what I mean? Like, we right. know what he can do. I'm stunned, and that's what I'm saying. He's got to feel like, wow, nobody wanted – my 4 years were so underwhelming. Nobody even, like, thinks that, man, we could get a steal for this guy. What did he get drafted? He got traded for a six-round pick?
Six-round pick and 25. That could turn
I mean,
into
that ain't, that's nothing.
Right. I said on my Twitter, or X, whatever that thing's called, the fact that Sam Howell and Justin Fields – are, as we sit right now, not starting quarterbacks in this upcoming season, it lets you know how bad the NFL still is at evaluating that position. If Chicago would have done for Justin Fields what they've done for Caleb Williams, who knows how different the results could be? And I mean from a support system standpoint.
Mm. All right, that's our man Sean King. Great stuff as always, brother. Thank you.
All right, man. Have a good day, guys.
Thanks,
yep,
buddy.
You too. Trash Talking Tuesday is next, 877-99 on Fox. Your turn to call in and trash anyone or anything in the world of sports.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Guys, I need you all to listen up for this huge announcement. I have been tracking the leaderboards every day, keeping my eye on the scores, putting all of my heart into it, and I'm super pumped to announce I'm finally on top. That's right. Obviously, I'm talking about the hit mobile game Monopoly Go. You've probably heard of it. It's been downloaded over 150 million times. It's a great mobile twist on classic Monopoly. You can play anywhere, anytime. You explore hundreds of Monopoly boards from Las Vegas to Camelot to the moon, all while raking in a huge fortune. Charge rent on the iconic properties just like classic Monopoly. You can charge your friends rent on your iconic properties or go after their Monopoly money by pulling bank heists and taking wrecking balls to their landmark. But my favorite part is the leaderboards, where you can see who's a Monopoly tycoon and who's going bankrupt. So go get yourself on the charts. Download Monopoly Go, now free on the App Store and Google Play.
Rob, live from the TireRack.com studios. The Fox Sports Radio Bracket Challenge is live. See the standings and get the rules now at FoxSportsRadio.com. Two winners get the ultimate college sports trip for two with Graduate Hotels. It's all sponsored by Tractor Supply and graduate hotels where college fans stay. The Fox Sports Radio Bracket Challenge is live. See the standings and get rules now at foxsportsradio.com. Rob, Morgan H. is currently in first place with an impressive 55 points out of a possible 64. But listeners are right behind Morgan with four listeners are right behind him with 54 points. I have 53. So two winners get the ultimate college sports trip for two with graduate hotels. I actually don't have 53 probably. I don't know how many I have, but it's probably closer to 35 than 53. So oh, it's all sponsored by Tractor Supply and graduate hotels where college fans stay. Trash Talking Tuesday is now.
Don't you ever talk about me.
It's Trash Talking Tuesday.
It's your teeth, Reggie. I don't know whether to smile at you or kick a field goal, man.
All right, Chris, there we go. Let's kick it off with Dave in Wisconsin. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. Who you trashing, Dave?
Hey there. I got to trash Aaron Rodgers for stating that the Sandy Hook shootings were not real. And I think it's important for listeners to know that Aaron Rodgers is a sick pedophile.
All right, we're good on that. Okay, that. He denied that. And you don't have any evidence of that. And we not. Right. I hope we dumped that. I don't want to hear that. Yeah. Come on, man, you can't come on the radio saying that crazy. And Chris, he denied that. Right. That was all over ESPN. So let's not just make up stories. All right, Jerome in Charleston, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. Who you trashing, Jerome?
Well, after the Chiefs won the Super Bowl, you guys had a conversation about are they a dynasty, and I said they are. Maybe not in the traditional sense, maybe not in the dictionary sense, but they are because of the salary cap. Because they just had to let Tee go, okay? He got $55 million guaranteed from Tennessee. He wanted to stay in Kansas City. Reed wanted to keep him, but they had to let him go because of the salary cap. This isn't like baseball where the Dodgers, you just write a blank check to commissioner, okay, fill in the amount, and he hands you the trophy, okay? There got to be some kind of credibility. Make people earn the championship before they give it to them. This isn't like baseball, okay? That's all I got to say.
All right, Jerome, I would refute
three
that.
Three and 6 years, yeah, I think they are a dynasty. You get no argument from me.
Yeah, I don't think they are. Let's do this. Mike in Cincinnati, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. Who you trashing, Mike?
What's up, Rob? I got to trash women's college basketball because the lack of media attention for Daisha Fair has received for this accomplishment is truly appalling. She is one of the best college basketball players and college basketball scorers in NCAA history, but all we do is prop up Caitlin Clark. And also, I have to trash them for not naming Hannah Hidalgo a Player of the Year finalist when she has more points, more rebounds, more assists, more steals than Paige Buckers. And when they faced Notre Dame and UConn, she had 34-10-6 and dismantled UConn. Buckers only had 17-4-2.
All right. There you go with numbers. Numbers.
He backed up. That's a good trash talk. He backed it up.
He had the numbers, Chris. It's hard to argue with numbers.
Right.
Gary in Houston, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. Who you trashing, Gary?
Every NFL player should be forced to watch the Pixar movie A Bug's Life. The villain of that movie has a quote. You let one ant stand up to us, then they all might stand up. Those puny little ants outnumber us 100-1. And if they ever figure that out, there goes our way of life. It's not about food. It's about keeping those ants in line. That's what the owners are saying to themselves. It's a shame that the owners understand the power the players have more so than the players themselves. You want to know who the oppressor fears the most? The people they oppress.
Chris, right, and I, Chris, have we not talked about this? They have power. If you're not willing to stop the game, you're not using your power. You can do whatever you want to do. Stop the game and get the owner's attention, and you can get whatever you want, Chris. Period.
They could. Absolutely.
877-99 on Fox. It's that simple. Gary's right, and that's what happens.
Who you trashing, Rob?
Oh, wait a minute. Who is it in Kentucky? Oh. Ken in Kentucky, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. Who you trashing, Ken?
I'm trashing the Rochester Royals basketball team.
Wow. All right.
That's right. I'm from.
Is this Mason from San Diego? Who is this?
Right.
No. This kid from Kentucky. I'm originally from Rochester, New York, and I'm really surprised whenever they talk about the worst trade in sports history, no one ever brings up the Rochester Royals. What they did, they had the year that Bill Russell was supposed to be going into the NBA. They had the first pick, but they traded the Boston slicked them, and they traded the rights to Bill Russell to Boston so that Rochester could get some other player in the Ice Capades. Because back in those days...
The trades were crazy back
yes.
then.
Thank you. Hey, Chris, they used to trade for announcers. Baseball announcers were traded for players.
That's crazy. All right, well, it's the Odd Couple. That's our number two. We got one left, and y'all know what to do. Keep it locked here on Fox Sports Radio, the iHeartRadio app, or SiriusXM Channel 83, however you may be listening. Keep it locked, Odd Couple.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.